And now a postcard, dated April 15. Just after midnight on Thursday, the Men's Titanic Society, 18 men in tuxedos, gathered on the banks of the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. They stood at a largely overlooked memorial dedicated to the men, and only the men, who drowned when the gigantic British passenger ship struck ice and sank in the North Atlantic, 2:20 in the morning on April 15, 1912. Some 1,500 people died in that tragedy. In a way, they do over and over again in stories, movies, plays, and annual commemorations like the one on Thursday. James Silman is a charter member of the Men's Titanic Society. He's been going to the Granite Marker for 26 years.
Because the women of America erected it back in the early 30s to honor the men who gave their lives so that women and children might be saved on the Titanic. The reef laying that they had inaugurated back then stopped, and we felt that it should be continued somehow. So we started doing this every year, and we come out here at the time when those men were really experiencing duress, at the time the ship was sinking, and we toast them.
It was to have been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, a voyage across the Atlantic, a dream of a trip. But that wonderful dream turned into a nightmare just 92 years ago this very night. It was a night that tested the bravery of those men aboard the Titanic. Some few panicked and shoved their way into the lifeboats, but for most of the men, the test was passed. Their chivalry and their courage we honor here tonight. To those brave men.
Here, here, here.
And I think it's not likely that any of us have to face that same decision, and yet each of us has a kind of adversity that comes upon us administered by fate that we do not expect. We may have had it, we may yet have it. It may be cancer, it may be accident, it may be whatever. Do we face it as they did with a choice of regret that says, why me? Or a choice of courage that says, why not me? To those brave men.
Hear, hear, hear.
To the brave men who perished in the wreck of the Titanic, April 15, 1912, they gave their lives that women and children might be saved. To those brave men.
Hear, hear.
Bob Asman, Dick Armstrong, and the Men's Titanic Society.